a conversation. That's how I learn best. I am one of those people who believes life is created in conversation. And so I'm much more interested in being in a conversation with you about these various subjects. And I want most of this call, please, to be speaking directly to you on the subject of beliefs. I'm going to give you some background. I'm going to give you some resources. And at the end of the call, toward the end of the call, I want to make an offer. I'm not selling anything. This is not one of those...
Forgive me for being judgmental, but this is not one of those.
Well, what you need to do is to mute your phone out on that one, *6. And for those of you trying to do the phone and the web at the same time, you can't do it. There's a 15 to 18 second delay on the web, and you're just going to be driven crazy. Now, some of you have an amazing mind. You are autistic savants, and you can do anything. God bless you, but the rest of us don't need to hear it. Thanks a lot. When you go to the web page for the teleseminar, and by the way, if you use that exact same URL, 20 minutes after this call, it is recorded. It's in MP3. It's yours to keep and share. Please, I encourage you to send people to listen to the replay, and it will be up from now until the cows come home. There are a couple of important links on the web page. One is to the Belief Busters page itself. And what I want you to do there, I mean, you're certainly welcome to sign up for Belief Busters, but truly that's not the point tonight. The point is to give this to you, to work with you. And I'll tell you more about that, why I'm so passionate about it, in just a minute. There are some links on there. The Belief Busters page itself has some cool information. It also gives away the introduction to Belief Busters, about Belief Busters. There's no charge for that. There's a good video on there. So please check out that page. Secondly, there is a link to a YouTube video called Managing Your Thoughts and Emotions. It's a valuable little piece. We will go deeper tonight than that video goes, but it's really worth checking out. The Mother Load are the next two links on the page. One is for the Belief Busters First Aid Kit. We'll be reviewing some of those things tonight. And the other link is for thefogblog.com. I've spent the last week plus, and I'm going to spend another, and maybe another, and then again, worn out already, digging into the whole subject of beliefs. There's material in my weblog, that's thefogblog.com, from Emmett Fox, slightly after turn of the century. He's a medical doctor and a teacher, and he was one of the two gentlemen who founded Alcoholics Anonymous, talking about a seven-day mental diet for Christina Thompson and all you isogenics folks out there. That's also called a seven-day mental cleanse. There's some great stuff by David Cameron Gikandi. There's a bunch of good material. Really useful and valuable, an utterly brilliant, brilliant demonstration that really is all about beliefs, with Tony Robbins doing what's known as an intervention. I warn you, there are concepts that are, I mean, it's PG-17, it may be even R for restricted. If you are sensitive to sexual content, most all of the foul language is bleeped out, but it's one of the most extraordinary things I've ever seen. Mary Kay and I are both blown away by it. Anyway, those are resources for you. Make use of them, please. And my deal at the end, I'll tell you, is basically I am rewriting the entire course manual for Belief Busters. And what I am looking for is 25 people to get that course manual. It's rough. It's not complete. I want you to read it. I want you to give me feedback. If you are so disposed, I want you to tell me there's a typo on page 47. It's 300 and some pages. It is a tour de force about beliefs. It's tour de force, or is that tour de France? I'm sorry. Any one of the three. Anyway, I'm going to make an offer for the first 25 people who connect with me in a very specific way. I will send you that manuscript. What I want from you is a review, your feedback, and I want a written endorsement testimonial. I have now sworn that I will never have the rich and famous authors and gurus giving me endorsements. They don't write them anyway, most of them. They don't have time to read an entire manuscript, and I want real people, people who are benefiting from this material. All right, lots of yakety yakety quack quack. Beliefs. I have some assertions to make. The major assertion I want to make to you is what your mind believes you will achieve always and in all ways. Now, if you wish to debate me on the subject, fine, not tonight. If you don't buy that, that's great. You're welcome not to buy it. What you are not hearing tonight is the truth. You are hearing some things that might be useful. I highly recommend the following attitude about what you learn tonight, what you hear tonight. Number one is that it is not the truth. It is something for you to try on and see if it fits. If it fits, put it to use, give it a good shot. If it doesn't work for you, throw it away. It's useless. But I think you'll find that things that you agree with have some value in terms of affirming or confirming what you already know. But what you already know has gotten you where you are today. If you're satisfied with that, if you are thrilled with that, if your life is exactly the way you want it to be, great. I want to come sit at your feet, no kidding. If you disagree with these things that you hear tonight, that's terrific. Give them a chance. Give them a shot.
Should we wait for Daddy?
Just try it on. And try it on for size. And folks, let me remind you, please, one more time, waiting for Daddy or not, star 6 will mute your phone out. You can come back with star 7. Right now, I just muted the guest line, so we've got just the people on the moderator line, and I'm going to ask who you are in just a minute, please. What your mind, and we do have some noise on the moderator line, so all of you who are on the moderator line, please keep your backgrounds as quiet as you can be. Once again, what your mind believes you will achieve always and in all ways. I cannot think of anything more important to learn how to deal with in a powerful, productive way than your beliefs. Beliefs are running the entire show. Beliefs are your operating system as a human being. They're the operating system of your human computer. And just like your laptop or your home computer, your beliefs govern how all of your hardware and software operates. And if you don't have, if you want to know what it is that you believe, and folks, honestly, we've got people on the moderator line who are making noise. If you're making noise, go away. I love you, but this background noise doesn't cut it. My request for being on the moderator line was that you be totally quiet in the background. So we've got some static, which probably comes from a cell phone, and we've got some echo, and this is not something I can mute out, folks. So if it's you, look at it carefully, please. And somebody's got a bunch of stuff clanking around in the background. No kidding. Come on. So, thank you. If you want to know what it is that you believe, please look at your life. That's all you have to do. Since what your mind believes you will achieve always and in all ways, your experiences, the circumstances of your life, your relationships, your partnerships, the level of intimacy you enjoy, the satisfaction you have in your career, the money, the freedom, the fulfillment, the fun, look in all of those areas of your life. Because how your life is showing up is a direct reflection of what you believe. And beliefs are simply habits of thought. Our beliefs were formed when we were kids. These are our core beliefs. They were formed unconsciously. And they happened mostly by accident. You believed this way and that way. There were rewards and consequences. And you reacted mostly to keep from being embarrassed, attacked, damaged, injured. You were protecting yourself from pain as a young child. Remember, I said that your beliefs were your operating system for your human computer. Now, you would no more allow today a 10 or 20 or 30-year-old piece of software to run your computer. Nor would you allow it to be programmed by a 4, 5, 6-year-old child. But your human computer is that old. It's software. And it was programmed by a probably frightened, certainly confused, protecting him or herself from pain, little kid. That's where our beliefs were formed. And there are things that you can do to change your beliefs. There are things you can do. We have a wide variety of tools. Please, as I said, go to the Fog blog. Follow that link back to the Belief Busters First Aid Kit. I pretty much gave away the farm there with all kinds of things that you can do, and we will review them tonight. We'll take a look at them tonight so that you can tell. Let me make an interruption. MK, did you push the recording, babe?
I did.
You're a doll. Thanks, because I can't see that on my screen.
I
appreciate it. Thanks, baby. So what we're going to do...
What?
What we're going to do pretty quickly here is dig in to conversations with the people who are here. There's a ton more background to give you, and I just don't want to do it. What I want to do is get into the nitty-gritty, and out of these conversations, we'll dig into the background. So let's find out, please, who is here on the moderator line that I invited. Mary Kay, I know. Who else?
Tatiana. From Mountain View, California.
Okay, hold on a second. Was that Tatiana?
Yes, Tatiana from Mountain View, California.
I'm glad you're here, lady. Thanks for being here. Who else is here? Say your name.
DeAndre
MJ Anderson from San Francisco, California.
Okay, I didn't get your name from San Francisco. What is it?
MJ Anderson.
Hi, MJ. Thanks for being here. DeAndre, I did get your name. Thank
yes.
you. Who else is with us on the moderator line, please?
Hi, John. It's from Arizona.
All right. From Arizona, try again.
Candy. Jennifer Hellman.
And Candy.
Hi, John. It's Marcy Harold from Versailles, Illinois.
Hold on. You're going faster than I can write. Jennifer, thank you for being here. Candy, thank
yes.
you, Rav. I appreciate you. Marcy.
Nancy Mills from Jacksonville, Florida.
And do your first name again from Jacksonville.
Nancy.
Hey, Nancy, I'm glad you're here. Thank you. Anyone else, please?
Sandy.
Hi, John. This is Floor.
Horst, Auckland, New Zealand.
I got Sandy. I got Floor. And some testosterone, finally, from New Zealand. What's your name?
Horse, H-O-R-S-T.
Horse.
Yep.
So from New Zealand by way of Germany, huh?
Correct.
Anyone else with us on the moderator line, please?
Ann from Pennsylvania.
I'm sorry, love.
Hey,
say
John,
your name
it's
again.
Ann.
One more time.
Ann from Pennsylvania.
Ann, I'm sorry, dear. I'm getting old. My ears are going on me.
That's okay, John.
Man, it's over.
John, it's Mike from San Francisco, just rejoining after an accidental disconnect. Good evening.
Well, Mike, I'm so sorry you were disconnected.
I did it myself.
Well, thank you for accepting personal responsibility, Mike. I'm really pleased that you're really able to do that. So we have a whole bunch of questions on here. Anything for anybody burning and screaming that they want to ask right away, clarification of anything I said before, or something you want to get to. Let's do that. Come on, don't be shy. Who's first? Mary Kay, you got one of the questions that the people ask that you are fond of?
Well, you know, I like to dig right into things, and so I want to go to Miranda's question about after clearing out, why do some old beliefs creep back up just when you thought you were rid of them?
Because you never, ever get rid of them. Oh, no, that's not what you wanted to hear.
Yeah, say more.
You don't get rid of beliefs. Like you don't get rid of memories, and memories and beliefs are the same thing. They're made of the same stuff. Once you have had an experience, that experience will always be there. It is whether or not it has you,
well, you have
and
it.
What is your interpretation of that experience. Now, one thing you need to know is that you can reinvent your past. And that's part of the Belief Busters process. And we may fully get into that. Let me describe it to you. I'm all about giving it away here, so I don't have a problem with that. What we do in the Belief Busters process is to take an experience that you've had. Again, remember, what your mind believes you will achieve always and in all ways. And we take this experience and we have you write that down like a reporter, specifically what happened. No editorial comment, no embellishment, as little interpretation and subjectivity as you can bring yourself to do. And please, folks, even on the moderator line, star 6 will mute out your background. We've still got, we got dogs barking, we got noise. So please, thank you. Still got a dog barking. So your first, the first level that you're dealing with is to write down your experience. That's step one. And we do this in two parts, current reality and vision. And so you write down your experience. Again, your experience is a reflection of something that you believe. If you didn't believe it, you wouldn't experience it. Let me give you an example of that, please. Do you believe that you can hit a golf ball 318 yards down the center of the fairway on a Sunday afternoon at the Masters tournament in Georgia? Probably not, but Tiger Woods does. Do you believe that you can amass a $62 billion, with a B, dollar fortune in investments? Warren Buffett does. Do you believe that with the power of love, you can transform life on Earth? Marianne Williams does. The only difference between those folks and you and me is our belief if you believed you could play golf like Tiger, get rich like Warren, make a difference in the world like Marianne, you'd be out doing it. It's your belief that stops you. Let's bring this down to a more mundane but perhaps practical level. Many of you are in the sales profession or the network marketing profession. If you don't believe that you're going to have a successful telephone call, you don't pick up the phone. If you believe that you're going to be open to pain because someone will reject you, say no, ridicule, embarrassment, those kinds of things, again, all begun in your childhood, you don't make those calls. You can learn everything you want to learn about a network marketing business, for example, in an hour and a half on a Saturday afternoon. It's not knowledge that's power. It's your ability to manage your limiting beliefs and build, that's what I call belief busting, and build powerful, empowering new beliefs that support you in what you want to do. And you can create a new belief about anything. Anything at all. Let me give you another example of belief that I heard this today, and then I went and did some research on the internet, and it blew me away. I mean, I knew it had happened. There was a fellow, someone recently in Australia that won a lottery for $318 million. $318 million. 1 year later, it's all gone. It's gone. And I was so intrigued by that, I went on the internet and started typing in, Googling about lottery winners and losers. And the list is endless of people who've won $5.4 million, $16 million, who 1 year later, 4 years later, are broke or $1 million in debt. It was the worst thing that ever happened to them. How come? I can tell you the story of a guy who in a specific industry was famous throughout North America and around the world, wrote a book that sold over 1 million copies, built a business worth $4 to $5 million, flew around the world, traveled the world, 5 stars in first class, had a $1 million house, $200,000 plus residual income, pure residual, not including the other stuff he did, and lost it all. Why does that happen? It happens because of belief. Now, that last story I told you, I know for a fact because I'm that person. That's why I do this work. I don't do this work as some high-handed gazillionaire guru who's got it all made. I do this work as a student, as a person down in the trenches, just like you, playing around with learning how to manage my thoughts and emotions. Learning how to deal with that wonderful promise of the movie The Secret. And what I began back in 1992 with the greatest networker in the world is an investigation of the issue of beliefs. And it's the one thing I've found that is the where the rubber meets the road. It's one place where you can make the biggest change for people in the fastest possible way is to go after their beliefs. Now, let me go back to this process for Mary Kay, who was it? Was it Miranda that asked this?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Miranda, this is
for you, babe.
The way we attack this, the way we work with beliefs is you write down your experience. Again, your experience is a direct reflection of your belief. They can't be different. They're not different. They're the same. Then you write down all of the thoughts that you have around that experience. And then you write down all of the emotions that you have. And that needs a little bit of explanation. Emotions for me are combinations of thoughts in an attempt to translate pure feeling. We work with two sides of the coin, your head and your heart. Your rational analytical mind, call that your left hand, because that's your left brain. And your instinct, your imagination, your intuition, that's your right hand, that's your right brain. And the instinct, the imagination, the intuition doesn't speak English or German or Spanish or Chinese or any language. It doesn't speak in words. It speaks in pictures and vibrations and energy, patterns, urges. And it's the left brain, rational analytical mind's job to translate that into words. And the fact is, sometimes things get lost in translation. You got a rotten translation sometimes. And those are our emotions. And sometimes they're spot on and sometimes they're not. But almost all of the things we call emotions, we say are, oh, I feel this way. Well, check it out. Look more carefully. Those emotions are translated by thought. Here's one. Try the word guilt. Guilt is an emotion, right? Well, what does guilt feel like? Where does it feel? Granted, you're feeling something, but it is your mind based on your beliefs. And remember, beliefs are simply habits of thought. Your mind, based on your beliefs, is the one that comes up with, oh, this is guilt. Folks, there's no such thing. You made it up. In fact, every belief you have, every memory you have, you made it up. It's not the truth. You may hold it as the truth, but it's not the truth. It's always an interpretation. It's always a translation of what actually happened. What was actually so? And so once you get this current reality thing written down, and we do stress writing it down, work with it on paper. There's a reason for that. When you write things down, it's more concrete than a thought, even than the spoken word. Both are powerful. Both are energy. Both are vibration. But once you write something down, it is in black or blue and white. It's concrete. It's words on paper. It's tangible. Plus, in the process of writing, you are engaging all four of yourselves, all four of your bodies, mental, intellectual, the physical, the emotional, and the spiritual. All four of those are coming together when you write stuff down. So when we're working with belief busters and going back and reinterpreting, reinventing your past or building new beliefs, We have you write them down, go through that exercise. So the first side that you do is current reality. And once you've got that written down, what was the experience? What are the thoughts you have around it? What are the emotions that are around that? And what are the physical sensations? Where are you feeling this in your body? How are you feeling? Are your shoulders up, tight, or low and relaxed? Is your breathing shallow, high, low, deep? Any tension? Any stress? Any pain? All of those things are part of this belief. It exists on all levels, all dimensions of your being. And once you have that written down, we give you instructions to say. And in the course itself, these instructions, you can either read them silently to yourself, say them out loud. But you take a look at this, you wrap this entire experience up, which again is a mirror of your belief. And you give yourself, we teach you about centering and locating your spiritual center. You give yourself the following instructions. I am an infinitely powerful spiritual being connected directly to the source of all that is. This is not real. I made this up. I take back my power and energy from this creation and give it to God to cleanse, erase, and heal for the highest good of myself and all concerned. And as I do, I feel the power of creation flowing to me and through me, giving me peace and joy. Thank you, God. Now, I use God. You may use whatever you want. Higher self, the source, the universe, all that is, the one, Allah, whatever works for you. If you have no sense of a higher self or a higher power, I don't think this work with Belief Busters will be helpful for you, because that's a really important part of it. And that is and beyond belief, that is the knowing that you are an infinitely powerful spiritual being connected directly to the source of all creation. So once you let that go, once you give yourself that instructions, you take that entire thing, even the letting go of it, and you bring that inside of yourself and make that a part of you. And there's a reason for doing this. And that reason is a thing called creative tension. It's an idea that I learned from Mr. Robert Fritz, who wrote a phenomenal book called The Path of Least Resistance. And Robert describes the creative process of taking your current reality in one hand, like your left hand, and holding a rubber band and stretching it between your left and your right hand. In your left hand is current reality. In your right hand is vision. And when that rubber band is stretched, what does it want to do? It wants to go back. It wants to collapse. And that tension seeks resolution. So if you hold that tension, but you're willing to let go of your current reality, which you know is always going to change, and hold tenaciously to your vision, your current reality will begin to resolve, just like the stretched rubber band, over to your right hand in favor of your vision. And so the second part of the Belief Busters process that we do is to take that original experience and completely out of fantasy, making it up. But remember, you made up the original one as well. But this one you make up as what would be ideal. What would this ideal experience be? And so if the experience was you had bills you couldn't pay, then the ideal experience is you pay your bills effortlessly with much left over. And when you do that, what kind of thoughts would you have? And how would that feel emotionally? And when you had that experience of paying your bills with money left over, and you had the thoughts of security, hey, I can go out to dinner, all this, you know, and the feeling, proud of yourself, pleased, excited, relaxed, and in your body, your breathing was more calm, lower down in your stomach. There was no more tension in your shoulders, areas around your knees or your elbows that were tight and stressful are relaxed. Then we give you instructions for making that a part of you. This, you know, this is the way I intend and expect and commit to having my life be from now on. Please have this image, this ideal experience, overwrite any and all conflicting thoughts and images and memories and emotions and beliefs to become my predominant reality. And you wrap that up in a ball of white, shimmering light, and you bring that into your spiritual center through your heart and down into your spiritual center, and you make that a part of you. Now, once you get good at this, once you get familiar with this, you can do what I just took many, many minutes to do. You can do it in 2 or 3 minutes. You can do it while you're driving in your car. And here's what you're doing. You're not getting rid of that belief. You are simply making a belief that serves you better, another interpretation that you're making up. You made them both up. But you're exchanging a limiting one for an empowering one. You're taking control of your mind and emotions. And that's the game with belief busters. To manage your thoughts and emotions. Manage your thoughts and emotions. And be able, eventually, to do that at the level of mastery. Then you've got the law of attraction on purpose by design where you want to be. You have your life back. You have creative control of your life. And when I say control, I'm not talking about controlaholic domination kind of thing. I'm talking about creative control, taking responsibility for how your life is working, how you're thinking, how you're feeling. One of my mentor coaches, Patricia Wright, is fond of telling me, John, it's not an action journey, it's a feeling journey. It's how you feel that is most important. Because that's where the energy is. You know what you're like when you're passionate. You know what you're like when you're excited. You know what you're like when you're a 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, whether that's calm, peaceful, powerful, or high five and jumping out of your skin. And the goal here is to get you to that 10 in terms of your feeling, because when you feel that way, you begin to attract into your life all of the things you dearly want. You're living in 3D as you desire, as you dream of, and as you truly deserve. And it's all about managing your thoughts and emotions. In the moment, you want to manage your thoughts and emotions. Because remember, those thoughts practiced over time become a belief. And you go at both of these things. That's why we did the Belief Busters first aid kit. The stuff that's in there has you stop negative thinking in the moment. And further, the process I explained to you in Belief Busters, that's how you go after the more deep-seated beliefs. And you need, Miranda and everybody, you may need to do that again and again and again and again and again and again and again. Because once you take care of one specific belief, it has many variations on a theme. And I know that seems like bad news, but the truth is it's good news, because as you begin to erode and replace one limiting, self-sabotaging belief with a newer and a better, a more and better belief, you impact all of the beliefs in that domain and all beliefs in any domain, because you're beginning to take control. You are now on the road to mastering your thoughts, your emotions, your beliefs. A very long-winded answer. Those of you on the phone, please, on the moderator mode. You promised me you'd play. Now's the time to play. What did you get from all that I said? What's one thing you got out of that that matters to you? Miranda, are you with us?
Hi, John. It's Marcy.
Hi, Marcy.
I would just like to add that a lot of what you just said, I've heard a lot today. I've been thinking a lot on belief. And in the beginning, we're programmed by the people around us, our beliefs are. And in the beginning, when you first start understanding that you can take control,
Marcy,
I would like to add, yes?
Do me a favor.
Okay.
Answer my question.
Okay.
You remember what it was?
Tell me.
Thank you. What's one thing you got out of what you heard so far tonight that matters to you, that's useful and valuable for you?
That you have to do it on purpose.
That you have to do what on purpose, love?
Take control.
And what is that? What makes that important to you?
Because I know for me individually that in the beginning I had to be extremely aware of the people around me and the situations around me that were affecting my beliefs. I had to stop what was coming in and consciously replace it with positive thoughts.
Got it. And what makes doing that important to you, Marcy?
Because if we're not consistently aware,
forget we and talk about Marcy, please.
Okay. If I'm not consistently aware, then I'm not taking control. I'm not able to reprogram the stuff that's coming into me.
And if you're not doing that, who is?
Everyone else, the world outside.
Hello.
I want to be in control of my thoughts and my beliefs. I don't want other people to be in control of my thoughts and my beliefs.
I would guess that that's a desire many people have, Marcy. Thank you very much. Who else, please?
Hey,
what matters
John,
to you about what
hold.
You heard?
This is Tatiana.
Yes, Tatiana.
Well, it helped me to realize how important this subject is and that I have to absolutely must stop whatever I'm doing and revisit my beliefs and understand what is inside of me is now preventing me from achieving whatever goals I have put in front of me. So what I am going to do is to write down my limiting beliefs and hopefully understand this, you know, how to deal with them. You know, based on what you just said, I am going to work on those limiting beliefs.
Good. And a little word of caution or warning to you. It's really most powerful if you work on your thoughts and you work on your beliefs in the moment as they are happening.
Mm-hmm.
You can, if you do it by sitting down and writing down a list of your limiting beliefs, there is certainly value in that. But there is more value in catching them in the moment.
So what is the process of
changing
in the moment?
Hold on for a second, please. I want to direct all of you back to the Fog blog and the post in there called The Belief Busters First Aid Kit. What is in that 18-page PDF, which is yours to download, yours to keep, yours to share, no charge, are a series of tools for you to use in order for you to stop negative thinking as it occurs. Again, you remember, please, I said there are two things for you to do. One is to deal in the moment with the negative thinking as it occurs. Two is to deal with your beliefs, the deeper, older habits of thought that you have. Now, Tatiana, what was your question? Was it how to do this? Tatiana?
I'm sorry, I couldn't unmute myself. Yes, my question was, how do I deal with it in the moment?
A number of things that you do. We are all so different that there will be things, Tatiana, that work for you that don't work for Mary Kay, that don't work for me. Maybe there's something that works for all three of us. But the thing is to find the tools that you can use. The Belief Busters First Aid Kit will give you a number of those tools. Let me give you a couple of examples. This one is for me powerful. And again, I have a very strong belief in God, and so I am very happy with that concept, that idea, that notion. So one of the things I do when I have a negative thought is to stop it with let go, let God. Let go, let God. Let go, let God. And I will do that as many times in that moment as I need to do that, sometimes speaking it out loud. I have been known to go mow my grass, and I've got a lot to mow, constantly with each step, left foot, right foot, left foot, right foot. Mm-hmm. I've also taken walks, long walks, and let go, let God, let go, let God. That's one tool. Another tool is to visualize an American stop sign. Red, octagonal, white letters, stop. And when the negative thought comes up, stop it. Stop. Have the image come up, say the word, or say it internally or out loud, either way. Stop. Stop. Stop.
Mm-hmm.
Another you can use is an old-fashioned rubber stamp that says cancel. In typewriter face, red rubber red stamp, just put cancel that thought, cancel that thought, cancel that thought.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you are not dealing here with the belief behind that thought. You are not dealing with the source of that thought.
Mm-hmm.
What you are doing is stopping it now.
Mm-hmm.
You are managing your thoughts and emotions now, in the moment, now. And if it is persistent, then you do the entire Belief Busters process on it, which I understand takes time. But when you've got a major core belief that you're dealing with, you want to extend that kind of time and attention to dealing with it. It's that important. In the Fog blog this week, there is a piece written, as I told you in the beginning, I believe, by Emmett Fox, which talks about a seven-day mental diet, a seven-day mental cleanse. And what Dr. Fox is asking you to do is for 7 days, whenever you have a negative thought, he doesn't say don't have any negative thoughts. That's not possible. What he's saying is don't allow them to stick around. The minute they show up, throw them out. Toss them away. Ditch them. Stop them. Cancel them. One of the reasons, Tatiana, that I like Let Go, Let God is I'm turning over what is a challenge for me in my life, which is my mental judging, my negativity, my negative thoughts and emotions. And I'm letting them go, giving them to God to cleanse, to erase, and to heal. Another technique that we use, another tool we use, is a thing called Ho'oponopono. And you can read about this in it is a contemporary expression of the traditional ancient Chinese Hawaiian spiritual tradition called Hona. And it is a repetition of I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. And you are saying that to the divine. You are saying you are sorry. You are apologizing. Surrender. This negativity, you're taking your responsibility for creating this situation that is unwanted. And you are giving that to God. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please. They call it cleaning. 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 When I do Let Go, Let God, Tatiana, I'm giving this to God to cleanse, to erase, and to heal. And that whole image is with me when I do that. We also talk about EFT, the emotional freedom technique, which is too long to go into on this call, but it is combining instructions that you give yourself along with tapping on the acupuncture points, the meridians of Chinese and Japanese acupuncture. And they've learned that by adding that physical dimension, you can release negativity because now you're bringing in both physicality and you are dealing with the energy. And I'm never asking you to ignore or avoid that you have negative thoughts or that you have negative beliefs. Let me tell you a story. This is told about Native Americans. And there was a Native American wise man. And he had his young grandson sitting with him and they were talking. And the young man was a boy. And he was noticing and confused by the fact that he has these different thoughts in his mind and they come and go and they seem to be fighting with each other. And the old man, the old wise man, the shaman explained to him that within each of us there is a black wolf and a white wolf, and they are fighting. Sometimes all the time. And the black wolf is negativity, anger, fear, sadness, regret, worry, doubt, anxiety. And the white wolf is happiness and forgiveness and fun and adventure and joy and love. And the little boy says, "Grandfather, which one wins?" And the old man says, "The one you feed." And that's what I'm asking you to do. We all have, and if you think of yin and yang, everything comes as a pair. Complementary, antagonistic, yin and yang. Dark and light, you can't have one without the other. Male and female, up and down. So you will always have these emotions we call negative and these emotions we call positive. Pardon me. And what I'm suggesting you do to take control, creative control of your life and have things work the way you want, make use of the law of attraction, is to feed the white wolf and starve the black wolf. Is that more clear? Is that what you wanted, Tatiana?
Yes, that's very clear, and I understand the techniques, and I'm going to use them. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. For any of the rest of you, please, on the moderator line, what have you gotten out of this conversation? Much of it a monologue.
Hey, John, it's Michael from San Francisco.
Yes, Michael from San Francisco. Back where my heart is from. Okay. I'm sorry, you know, when I get happy, I start singing.
Well, good. Keep it up. One of the great tools that I'm taking away now is the immediacy of it. The ability, I think, to take it from, this is a great concept, to it being in a moment where sometimes sometimes I'm confronted with a situation, I go, "Wow, this sucks." No, if I'm making it up, then what if it didn't suck? What would that look like? So, I can see how I can use that in every minute, you know, when I'm confronted with something that's challenging or when I'm confronted with something that's irritating or disappointing. Well, no, what if it's not? What would that feel like? You know, so I can really see instant application, because a lot of times I think that's why I kind of drop the ball sometimes, is how do I apply this in real time, in real life?
What it takes, Michael, as Marcy spoke about, number one, job one is awareness. I mean, I guess job one before job one is your wanting, your desire to change,
mm-hmm.
your desire to be the $100 bill you want to see in the world. Oh, yes. Careful, Mary Kay. That's the first step, to want it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the realization that a belief is simply a habit of thought. And these beliefs, Michael, that are running you and Marcy and Tatiana and Mary Kay and me and all of us, these beliefs that are running us, they were created by a 4, 5, 6-year-old child just trying to be safe in the world. And they are created sometimes by situations that are life and death. And they're created sometimes by situations, you know, I mean, you can create these beliefs as a little infant. You can begin to create these beliefs. you're hungry, and you're not fed. You're not fed appropriately. And you begin, even before you begin to speak, to get it wired up that you can't get what you want. Or very different experience. I remember when I was 4, maybe 5 years old, I was at a family gathering, and my Aunt Harriet showed up, and her nickname was Hattie. And Hattie was an old, slightly bent over woman with scraggly white hair, and she had a big nose, and she had a wart on her nose. And I had the childish audacity to say, "Mommy, Aunt Hattie looks like a witch." Now, I got my bottom handed to me on a plate when I said that.
Oh, together?
And please, guys, there's some of you on the moderator line who've got a conversation going on in the background. For goodness sake, star 6 or your mute button. Thank you. My mom went into shock and told me about it in no uncertain terms. And I was embarrassed. And I felt small and humiliated in front of the whole family. And I'm sure I cried. I don't remember. But the message I got, the belief I formed, was telling the truth is not okay. You see that one?
Yep.
Telling the truth is not okay.
Yeah.
Guys, please push star 6. Come on. Thank you. So that's how those things were formed. And we need to be aware of them and pay attention to them.
But what happens when they're in the middle of the night?
Let go. Let God. Let go. Let God. I go to bed before I am ready to fall asleep on purpose so that I can quietly lie in bed and work with that stuff so that I have time for myself to be with myself and deal with that. And the middle of the night, boy, ain't that the time for the dark night of the soul to show up.
Yes, sir.
And I've had some of those that were excruciating.
Good stuff, Michael.
And that's how I deal with that. So, who else, please? What are you taking away from this conversation? What's been of value for you?
Auckland, New Zealand, Horst, please.
Yes, Horst.
Enlighten me, please. I'm new in industry. How do I lock my beliefs in permanently? They come and go, fade away, they go up and down like a yo-yo.
I'm sorry. How do you... You have to say it
locking
again. I'm having
beliefs.
Difficult... Hold on, please. I'm having difficulty understanding you.
How do I lock in my beliefs? They come and go. They fade away, go up and down like a yo-yo.
Well, that's the nature of the beast.
Mm-hmm.
And how you do is you make it a habit. And you do... And
write
you
it down.
Do, I'm sorry, Horst.
Write it down.
Writing it down is not good enough. What needs to happen is How have you created any other habit that you have in your life?
Over and over.
How did you learn How did you learn to tie your sneakers or your shoes?
Repetition is the mother of retention.
Say it again.
Repetition is the mother of retention.
Well, that's nice, and you've got to do that, not just say that.
Over and over again.
That's correct. And the good news is that once you begin this process, It starts to build up, and very much like exponential growth in building an organization, it will take on velocity equal to your consistency. And as you begin to practice and as you begin to do this, it will spill over into other areas of belief for you. And it will become easier and easier and easier, and you will begin to gain momentum, and one day you will turn around and you will realize, my goodness. And you will see that in the past you used to think this or think that. And when this situation would happen, you would react this way and that way. And now, you're not doing that anymore. Lord be praised. And it's really like that.
However, sometimes I'm high like a sky, and then I'm low again.
Yes, well, you did choose to be a human being, didn't you? Comes free with the territory. One of the things you'll find, one of the benefits you will experience after you, in a while, working with your beliefs, is that in time, you will stop that schizophrenic swing up and down and back and forth and up and down and back and forth. And you will come more into an equilibrium where you're feeling genuinely better and better and better about yourself all the time and about your life. And you get away from those wild swings of schizophrenia.
I appreciate the help, John.
I'm sorry?
I appreciate the help, John.
You are very welcome, sir. Thanks for being here. Anyone else, please?
This is Deandra Kinsey.
Yes, Deandra.
What I am getting from this is that really it has been my own choice to allow my limiting beliefs to really stop me from doing what I know that I can do. So from now on, when those beliefs come, I am going to see that octagonal stop sign, place them under arrest, and let go and let God.
You're going to bust them.
Exactly.
That's why I call it belief busters. Because you need to bust that belief in the beginning, right up front, right away. Yeah, we're getting a lot of static in the background. Somebody's got a cell phone or a strange connection, please.
Yeah. There was also one other thing, John, that you said that I wish I could have written down because it was very powerful. It was something that I don't know if it's your mantra or what, but it started out that says, I am an intimately...
Not intimately, but, you know, that's not bad either.
True.
If you go if you go and you get, Deandra, go to thefogblog.com and scroll down a little bit because other posts have come on top of it, and get the Belief Busters first aid kit.
Okay.
That those instructions are written in there. That's when I do let go, let God, stop, cancel, I do those things. If the thing sticks around, if it keeps coming, I do stop, it comes back. I do stop, it comes back. I do stop, it comes back. I do stop. Then I bring out my big guns. And this is when it's inappropriate to do an entire process. The entire current reality on one side and vision on the other. And I will do this. I take that thought that keeps on coming. It's being sticky. And I say, I am an infinitely powerful spiritual being directly connected to the source of all that is. This is not real. I made this up.
Mm-hmm.
I take back my power. I'm sorry. This is not real. I made this up. It is a creation in my mind. I take back my power from this creation and give it to God to cleanse, erase, and heal for the highest good of myself and all concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And as I do, I feel the power of God flowing to me and through me, bringing me peace, passion, and joy. Thank you, God. Now, again, I'm using God, God, God here. You can use Source. You can use the universe. You can use whatever higher self, higher power, unifying principle, the One, Allah, what if Buddha, whatever works for you. Cool, Deandra. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else, please?
Hi, John. Miranda from Ottawa here.
Hello, Miranda there, eh?
I had some technical difficulties with my microphone earlier, so I couldn't reply. But what I got out of it, John, I thought it was like a garbage bin. And once you threw out the trash, it was done and over with. But I really got that it's all about ongoing management of your thoughts and emotions and really thinking in the moment.
Yep.
So, thanks, John.
You are welcome, and you got the brass ring, girl, because that's what it is.
Yeah, and it gets easier and easier with time, I find.
It does. It does. And please, this may not be the way that it is for everybody. It really takes effort.
Mm-hmm.
It really takes awareness and diligence. It is work. No kidding. I'm sure someplace, somewhere, there are people for whom this is dead butt easy.
Nope.
I ain't one of them, and I haven't met one yet. I'm just guessing that he or she exists.
Well, John, this is Nancy Mills from Jacksonville.
Hey, Nancy Mills from Jacksonville.
Hey. Yeah, I think I got out of it instead of repeating the bad thing over and over again, you throw it away and get rid of it and keep throwing it away and keep throwing it away until it's gone.
Please understand. It's number one, Nancy, it's not going to be gone. But what will happen is it will lose its power. What will happen is you will begin to erode it down so that it is a quiet little voice. You will reach a point, Nancy, when it starts to come up.
Right.
And it doesn't get up.
It doesn't make it. It stays down.
It doesn't bubble up. I am finding. I'm a writer. I've made my living for the last 25 years by being creative and using my imagination. Now, imagine someone with that talent dealing with negative thoughts. I'll tell you, you give me a scenario and I will blacken it and expand it and just make it really horrible.
Right.
And then I'll obsess about it for you.
Yep.
What I'm learning, what I'm experiencing now is that those obsessive moments are fewer and they are further between. And what I've gotten out of that is the anticipation to expectation, even to certainty, that there will come a time soon when it's just not an issue.
Mm-hmm.
I look today at things that 2 months ago were possible disasters. And remember, there is an acronym for fear. And many people say it's fear is false evidence appearing real.
Mm-hmm.
And I've changed that a little bit to be false expectation appearing real. It's that expectation of something that hasn't happened that's negative. It comes out of my beliefs.
Right.
It's a fear. I have another thing called the fadwas. Fear, anger, doubt, worry, anxiety, sadness, fadwas. And I've called for a fatwa on fadwas. And what it takes is awareness, diligence, consistency, persistence, really managing your thoughts and emotions. Now, as said, there's much more to this. It's so helpful to have the understanding and to be guided through this whole process, and that's what Belief Busters itself does. So let me make the offer that I proposed to you folks earlier, which is for the first 25 of you.
I wish I had. What happened here? You've got like a scratch.
Fran, I love you,
I'm
dearly.
Sorry, honey. I thought I was on mute.
No, you're not.
I will go there.
Bye. For the first 25 of you, please send me an email. The subject matters. Please listen. Belief Busters Draft. Just say that. Belief Busters Draft. DRAFT. Send me an email. I am john@beliefbusters.com. john@beliefbusters.com. Busters is plural. I will send you the draft. It is being worked on now. And I will tell you what I want from you in return for sending it to you. I want your feedback. want to go as far as to say, hey, there's a typo here and a typo there, you can do that. I wouldn't waste my time doing that because we're not there yet with it. But any of that is helpful, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
In the subject, you want Belief Buster's draft?
That's what I want. So just send me that email. I will send that off to you. I may not do it tonight. It may happen tomorrow morning. But you'll get it. And you and I will be in partnership in creating this thing. So, anything for anyone else, please. Anything you got from this call tonight. Something you're taking away that's important to you that was useful and valuable. Speak up, speak up, speak up, oh please. Okay then. I thank you very, very much for being here. I appreciate you all. Thank you for your time. And give me feedback. Go to the Fog blog, please. Check it out. There's a wealth of stuff in there, and there's more coming. There's some terrific stuff that will help you with this business of managing your thoughts and emotions and managing your beliefs. So thanks for being here. Thanks for your partnership. I appreciate you very much, and I love you. Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Night. The moderator has left the conference.